Yes, hello, welcome to another episode of the Richard Lewis Show. I'm Richard Lewis. Joining me as he always does is the producer, Sam, lurking in the background. Sam, are you okay, brother?
Sheboygan. All right, bud.
It's Sheboygan! Yeah, good. Good to see you, man. I feel like we haven't even spoke properly in like a month.
It's been ages, but I didn't even know what I was doing with the show, and I had to like actually work it all out again. It wasn't muscle memory anymore.
Yeah, crazy shit, you know? I was like fucking just lost. There was like the hours that we put into the major, right? It was just sort of like work, like, and then come to bed, sleep for as much as you could, go back to the studio 4 days, then you have a day off, and then like you slowly there was barely any time to record any content at all, like we slipped in like a fucking by the numbers and did a video on like the fucking swatting piece of shit that finally got fucking took down. But yeah, the whole fucking thing, it was like just crazy. And then it was like, boom, it's like almost a month later and you got to try and get your shit back on top. So wild stuff. Also as well, man, the fucking major, the amount of people I bumped into that had like, our t-shirts on.
Oh, sick, no shit. Yeah.
No shit. For real. I think I got sent a few photos, but my Twitter's been blowing up, so...
Yeah, if you got them, tweet them at me. We'll show them next show or something.
Yeah. Tweet them at Sam. But, like, we literally... we were sat on the big stage, right? So the players are behind us. Yeah. And I'm sat here, and I'm looking out into the crowd, and you've got this big stand. And I was looking in the stand, and there was, like, a ton of people. And, like, you know, people are heckling shit. And holding up signs, you know, like you're a ball piece of shit or whatever, you know, trying to throw me off my game, but it's fine. I'm too good. You know. But there was literally, there must have been about 10 people just in that stand with like didn't happen t-shirts on. Someone had a brain power t-shirt on.
I'm wearing a brain power one right now, mate.
Yeah, you're wearing a brain power.
All the ones we're doing for the giveaway or the subs. Mm. And I was just sent away, so I bought one for myself. Big.
So it was really cool, and there was like loads of people who were coming up to me like going, "Oh, I love the show," and I was like, "Oh, you mean by the numbers, right? Because it's a CS event." And they were like, "No, the Richard Lewis Show, dog." And I got to hang out with Detlef Insomniac, who's like supported our shit for ages. Actually, he was at the event.
Nice guy, keeping us fed as well, mate. Thanks for the money.
Yeah, so I was like pretty stoked, man. It was like a wild time. I was completely fucked by the end of it though, because the thing was. I knew on the last, I was already feeling it. Like, I'll just be real with all of y'all. All right. I was feeling tired. I'm not gonna lie. I was feeling it because there's a lot of shit that goes on behind the scenes as well. You know, it might be like media stuff. So when you're having a break, instead you'll go and do an interview. But also as well, you know, trying to keep everybody up. I did also have a drunken meltdown one night. I was just, like, so tired and the classic Richie Lewis drunken meltdown. Happened? Well, so the guy's like, obviously, you know, it's all lads, it's all bands. all still mates. And we've been out, like, we were playing pool, the table was shit, everyone was trying to put each other off their shot, and I'm just getting more and more, like, fucking tilted. Like, because I'm tired, and I don't even, like, I just want to be in bed. I just want to be in bed. And then everyone's giving me digs in the rib. Like this, just nonstop, right? And I just fucking lost. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck you all doing? I just like lost it. Like, I'm off to bed. Fuck you all. And it was like, everyone else was just sort of laughing, going, fucking hell, we finally did it. We've triggered Richard. Because someone has a fucking meltdown every major, you know? But like Sean Gares had never seen it before. And he was like, oh, God, did we piss Richard off? And everyone's like, nah, it's just a major.
Just
everyone
broken.
Loses their mind. We've just broke him. It's fine. So yeah, that was pretty funny. And then, like I say, anyway, got to the end, and I just knew, like, on the last day, I was gonna go in and like leave it out, all you know, on the court. Yeah. So we did. Oh, I did the cast with Henry. Again, mad props to Sadakist for letting me do that, because he really didn't have to. That was exhausting, right? Like, I'd forgotten how much casters put into their work. It was nice to revisit it because it's a reminder of how hard casters work. And when you put energy into it like that, it is very tiring, especially at the end of an event on the last day. So, like, mad props to all of those guys. Although I was dropping nonstop brick top quotes like the entire event. You know the one where he's talking about feeding people to the pigs?
Yeah, yeah, feeding to the pigs, oh, arrow. Yeah.
They go through bone like butter. So I kept like changing the quotes. It was about casters going, they go through day rates like butter. Hence the expression, as greedy as a caster. there was just nonstop fun. But I'd forgotten how hard they worked, man. Like, it's fucking, it was tough. So on the last fucking day, I was like fucking exhausted. I was like straight to bed. And then I was just like, you know, but it was, and just on a final point to talk about the major, then start talking about the real shit, the show. Like it was a strange event for me. Cause I went in and, I don't know if I mentioned this before, maybe on Twitter or not, but we'd had a bunch of threats come in.
Right.
And these were like the different kind of threats. These are like the kind where you're like, it's not like, hey, if I ever leave Brazil, I will kill you. It wasn't one of those. Yeah. It was just, I'm going to come to the major and light you up.
Reasonable guy.
Yeah. And obviously, I do live in a country where there's guns now, which is fine. Second Amendment all the way, baby. But we had to take some extra precautions. And I'm sure people at the event noticed those precautions because I had like a full-time bodyguard detail.
Nice.
Me and Hiko.
Following you around.
Yeah. And it was just really weird because like I went into Boston just being like, oh, you know, what's it going to be like? Like, what's going to happen? Is someone going to attack me? Or every time fans like running down the stairs, hey, Richard, here it is. Like, you know,
he's got a knife, kill him.
It was a bit tense for a couple of days, but it was actually a really good experience. I usually come out of events kind of feeling empty. You know that, right? Like the event process. Yeah. You work so hard at it, you create something, you get hated and criticized going in, and then at the end it's good, and you think, well, you know, maybe this is the time to stop. Maybe this is like when you should quit, right? Because people, you go out on a high. And you spend a couple of days reflecting before you like kind of recompose yourself and then get up and you go and do it again, right? But this was you know, and there's a little bit of depression creeps in as well with it all. Like, what am I doing? You know, this is just real talk.
Don't even like flying. Fuck, am I doing?
Yeah, I'm flying. I don't like travel. So yeah, so normally I get like a bit depressed, you know, at the end of an event. It takes me a few days to kind of like recompose. But this was actually pretty validating. This is like the first time where I actually felt like, you know, yeah, I got fans.
Yeah,
this isn't all that bad. So it was pretty good. So I had a good time in Boston. You weren't there.
No.
So what were you doing?
Fuck all, really, bud. Just sitting about, like. I literally, because obviously I work at GFIN every now and then, but I had like 2 months off from that, but I literally did fuck all, nothing. Like, I went out maybe 3 times, went to the dentist a couple of times, and other than that, I was in bed, mate. It was fucking ideal, like.
Oh, good for you, mate. Good for you. Great. Yeah, well, yeah, so now, like, basically, I've got like, not a month off. I don't want to say a month off, because it won't be a month off, but most of this, most of February, we'll be off before we get back to the grind. So I'm looking to stream every day in February, and I'm booked myself some time in the gym, and I'm gonna go have a I'm gonna go have a fitness boot camp. Cause like,
but he starts jiu-jitsu, but with... start choking bitches up for real.
I don't think what we need to do is get me back in MMA, But yeah, like, cause, you know, I realized I packed on a bit of beef over Christmas, and then Christmas snowballed into New Year, and then New Year snowballed into my birthday, and then the birthday snowballed into the major. So all of a sudden it was just like, wait, I've just like eaten absolute fucking trash and been boozing and stuff for like, you know, over a month. So I weighed myself. I got on the scales, and I weigh the same as Donald Trump's alleged weight. You know, I'm like 240 pounds. Like, it was like, okay.
Yeah, but he's the leader of the free world, mate, so it ain't bad.
Yeah, but, I mean, everyone's calling him like a disgusting fat piece of shit, and
but president, don't he? So who's really winning?
That would make me a disgusting fat piece of shit as well. So
and you're not president, so kind of ruins it. Yeah,
double dicked donut. So I'm like, fuck it, man. I gotta take charge, you know, like, and this is the measurement I always have in my mind for weight as well, right? When James Gandolfini died, he was 280, right? So it's like, whenever I see that dial ticking up to the Gandolfini fucking, you know, like, there he was, fucking having a cannoli and a fucking cup of espresso.
Deep fried Oreo.
And some fucking photographer was like, some paparazzo was fucking taking photos of him. And he just got stressed out and keeled over. Oh, hey, thanks a lot for the 36 months there, Tail Whippy. I really appreciate it, brother. Much love. But, you know, he got stressed and keeled over. Well, you know, I get stressed out. I might keel over. So, yeah, I'm going to get in the gym. I'm going to get in the gym and see what happens.
Maybe you might stress yourself out in the gym.
I probably will. Everyone says keto, right? But I'm always worried because
that's what I did when I lost a bit of weight. That's keto. Yeah. It's fucking easy.
Yeah, but it's not, is it? Cause
it is.
You're eating.
You just eat meat, bro.
Yeah, I know. And what I'm worried about is that just gonna clog my fucking heart?
Nah. Because you eat your veggies, you get your green beans, your broccoli, get some fiber vegetables in you.
Fiber from green veg is okay, yeah. Right?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't got to do it for life. I feel like it's good to just, like, cycle on. Just look at it like a cycle of rides. Let's do a cycle of keto and then get off.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. I've already battered my body. I think I just need to take it easy. You know, like a bowl of all bran in the morning. Cup of black coffee.
Start lifting when you go to the gym. You'd be shredded, mate.
Shit for Britain, you know? So I'm getting back into it. I'm going to start. We'll see where we end up. I'm committing to... I wanted to commit to talking about the weight loss on the podcast. I wanted to see where I ended up. Like, what? Now that I put it out in the public domain, if people are tweeting at me going, hey, you're still a fat piece of shit, it'll motivate me, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the plan. So anyway, obviously, our subs have gone down while I've been away.
Oh, I've been rinsed, like, bought all those t-shirts. Fuck all. I might burn them. Like, fuck all.
No. Don't worry. We'll get back to 475. We'll
have them. You'll have them.
This month, mate, we'll smash the 500.
Nice.
Again. Yeah, we'll get there. I'm pretty confident. So remember, when we trigger the 475, a sub or a viewer will get a free T-shirt. That's what's been going on. I haven't really planned a show today, Sam, as you know. I'm just going to pick out some stories that were happening in the news.
Shitloads of good links, though.
Yeah, oh,
yeah. There's some bang, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm gonna leave out some Trump stuff. Just for today. I don't want to get into it.
Let's have a Trump-free day, shall we?
Yeah, let's have a Trump-free day. Because I was listening to the State of the Union address last night.
It was so egregious that every time he spoke, everyone, have a stand, have a clap, sit down. Have a clap, sit down. Right, will you just shut the fuck up?
It's really weird as well, because I don't remember it being like that.
Mate, I was looking at it. No, it reminded me of it. It reminded me of, like, a monkey documentary. You know, when they see the tribes and how they all, like, go towards the alpha male. It was so creepy and, like, I don't know, there was something, like, tribal about it. Just sort of weirded me out. The level, like, yes, yes, praise the leader. And then everyone who didn't like him were just sitting down. It was so weird.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I just didn't get it. And I was like, you know... I've got shit to talk about. And there was a ton of stuff that happened. Like, while we were away, we had the Trump health debacle. A doctor comes out and gives him a clean bill. And then the Dems are still saying, no, he's a fake doctor. He's a plant. It's like,
he's a plant.
Yeah. But then on top of that, you know, Trump's always going to be Trump. And he's still a fucking mess. So it's like, what do you do, you know? And I just thought, like, I just wanted to have a nice, relaxing a day where Donald Trump doesn't exist, mate. You know what I mean? Yeah, just a day.
Because I'm getting sick of it. It's in TV, it's in comedy, I just can't escape. It's in music now. Like, please, can we just stop until he does something egregious?
Yeah, and the thing is as well, like, you know, I wish in a way we talked more about esports on this podcast, because there's been some straight fire drama going on. But that's not really what we do. So instead, we're just going to talk about some funny shit that we saw. Now, here's one thing, right? You know that we've talked about this on the show before, right? Support animals.
Yeah.
Right. Now, for those that maybe missed that episode, that about how I feel about it. Now, people are starting to come around to our way of thinking, right? I actually saw an op-ed while I was away at the major, basically saying, like, support animals shouldn't be a thing. And this is what I mean, right? Like,
good.
If you're a veteran and you've got genuine diagnosed PTSD and you've got an incredibly well-trained dog that can handle being on a plane, I might allow that. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. People, my rule is, if it's got the same level of training as like a blind dog or an assistance dog, sound. But you can't just be dragging random shit like, oh, here's my lizard. Like, he calms me down. No, I have to bring my lizard.
What the fuck
is your lizard. Put him in a box.
A support iguana. How much fucking support can an iguana give you?
Iguana was big enough, he'd fucking murder you and eat you right in front of your parents. He wouldn't give a fuck. He just knows he can't eat you, so he just tolerates you.
It's so fucking stupid. It's like, right, for me, I can understand a dog giving you support. I might even stretch it to a cat. But, like, you know, support fucking lizard, support pet rat. Like, fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, and imagine if a rat started running around the plane. Like, oh, I'd be trying to kill that rat, mate.
The star in that movie.
Oof, I'd be finding anything I could to stab that rat to death, like.
So here's the thing, it started to finally filter through, right? But I think it started on Fox News. They broke the story. A woman wanted to come onto a United flight. And by the way, hate United Airlines, obviously. They beat that dude up for no fucking reason.
Yeah, but he's living a dream, though, so, you know, swings around the boats.
As he fucking should be.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Hi, everyone. We've overbooked this flight because our politics overbook flights. We're looking for volunteers. No volunteers. We are now going to forcibly remove you from the plane using police officers, and we're going to beat you to within an inch of your life if you choose not to leave. Fuck that, and fuck anybody who thinks that's a way to run a business. There's no other business that operates like a fucking airline in the whole world. Like, is there? Oh, I can deliberately sell something that doesn't exist, and then when you don't get it, I
drag you away.
I'll just drag you off the plane. Unbelievable. So anyway, obviously fuck United Airlines, but I applaud their stance on this issue. A woman wanted to come on a plane with a support peacock.
What a mess.
A fucking peacock, mate. Have you ever seen the state of a peacock? I'll tell you.
It's long for a start.
Right.
Have you been attacked by a peacock at some point? You like for something? You looking for scars then?
When I was a kid, I think it was Beamish or something, right? I think you ever heard of Beamish?
No.
All right, well, Beamish. You can Google it. Bring it up on the screen if you want, mate. But Beamish is like an old place, like made up to be old, older than it is. So it's like, oh, this is what it was like in Yorkshire. In the fucking 1800s.
Oh, yeah. We've got these in Wales, yeah.
Yeah. I know. You walk around, and everyone's got flat caps on, and they go, hey, oh, Becky, thump. And
talk. It's got all, like, actors to pretend like they're from the old
days. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's the steam train? Ooh.
Yeah. Here's how we made food in these days.
Yeah. And look, we didn't even have toilets, so I'm just going to shit in the street. Isn't it quaid? Just bending out a biscuit like they're in
Rexham. I'm a method actor, mate.
Right? So, anyway, I think it was in Beamish, and they had a fucking peacock there.
Shitting in the street.
There was a bunch of them, right? And I was a kid, and I like just went up to see this fucking peacock, you know, like, because it's a bird, isn't it? I didn't know what little cunt.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, your fucking natural human instinct should have kicked in at that point, but I feel like if I was a toddler, I wouldn't be approaching any long, scaredy bird.
It's cocking it up, it's out there with its feathers.
Mate, I wouldn't go near a seagull. I reckon, you know, but Darwinism, eh? Nah, when I was 4 years old, I was fucking terrified of them, but they're rats in the sky.
What do you think a seagull's going to do to you, Sam?
What do you think? But steal my motherfucking chips and peck me to death like they did to many children on Port Talbot Beach. But I fucking witnessed it. I learned by watching it, but right. I ain't making the same mistakes as those kittens.
No
seagull come near me, I'll snap his neck.
There's no way anyone's ever been attacked.
I guarantee I could find you multiple videos. Not to death. No, alright, fair enough. Probably not to death, but they give you a few digs, like.
Right. So, well, I'm not afraid of seagulls. I'll go on the record and say that. And I wasn't afraid of peacocks.
Oh, not now. I'd fuck a seagull up, but what I was for, it was even fighting it, so I ain't taking no 50-50s.
Well, I wasn't for. This is like a little bit older. I can't remember when it was. It must have been about 8 or something. Maybe even 10. Fuck knows, you know? And anyway, so I went up to this peacock, and I swear to God, this peacock was hilarious. You know, like, swans are just pure cunts. You know, like, you've never met a swan.
Cunts. It's almost like it's a partner.
No, some are sound as fuck, mate, like cockatiels.
The only reasonable bird I've ever come across were those trained eagles that just sit in that glove.
Mm.
And even then, it was because he just had nothing else to do. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, but he'll sit in the glove. He'll fuck you up, mate. I've seen an eagle that's, like, as big as my hand pick up a sheep and fly off with it, man. They're living straight savage, right?
But, have you seen those videos of, like, hawks picking up babies and shit, trying to pick up toddlers? Well, they get him like, that's an actual video.
Is it?
Yeah. They get him like a good 6 feet, and then I think the father grabs it.
Mm. No, I've never seen that, man. That's fucking scary.
Yeah. Golden Eagle snatches kid.
Fucking, you can play that in the background if you want while I'm talking about it. Anyway, so, you know, for me, I'm all right with birds generally, but you've never met a swan with a good personality.
Nah, all kinds, like.
Yeah, there you go. People
tend to stereotype. Oh, it's fake, is it?
Yeah, you got it.
I've been fake news, like.
Got fake news, mate.
This is old, though. Yeah, it's 2000. How was it? Oh, snap.
I didn't think that would have made sense, because they generally leave humans alone, man. That's what I mean. I'm all right with
that's pretty good fake, like.
Let's have a look.
Look at the grips again.
It's had a mad grip, hasn't it? Yeah, that is a good fake, like, good job. Anyway. Yeah,
you've never met
a swan with a good personality.
Nah.
Never, not once, right? And apparently peacocks are like that. I went up to this fucking peacock, and was just like, "Oh, hello," like you know what?
Oh, hello.
And it literally went, "Ah!" jumped up on my arm with both its fucking claws, and it took a chunk out of me. It didn't even peck me, mate. But I remember
the fucking Pokemon foot.
Like it's still in my brain, and it fucking ripped a chunk of my skin out, man. And it was really awkward because it was like a fucking skull trip or something. Some fucking medic had to come out and spray some like tetanus spray on it. I don't get a spell and get an injection.
It's your rabies, like
forming peacock fever. So fuck fucking peacocks, is what I'm trying to say. What support could a fucking peacock give you if that's how they're rolling, like?
I'm telling you what, if I'm ever on a plane and someone brings a seagull on it, I'm snapping its neck on principle, mate. I don't care if it's the Queen's fucking seagull. I ain't flying with a seagull, mate. There's no way, like, put him in a tin can with a seagull, he'll fucking destroy everyone.
It's got to go, hasn't it? Like, if it's me or a seagull, it's definitely going to be the seagull. So, anyway, so yeah, this woman, back to the news, wanted to bring on a peacock for emotional support, which is the biggest load of bullshit I've ever heard. And she complained after United Airlines said, nah.
Nah.
Massive nah. And apparently now they've got guidelines for what constitutes a support animal. So things are going to get interesting. Says this animal did not meet guidelines for a number of reasons, including its weight and size. We explained this to the customers on 3 separate occasions before they arrived at the airport. So another one of those classics. You've been told no.
Yeah, don't come. I'm still going to come.
And here's the thing, like, if a picture tells 1,000 words, if you scroll down to the picture almost near the bottom, the last picture in the article, where she's just talking to the peacock. Just look at that. Like, just look at the fucking state on that.
No.
Fuck off. Just massively.
She's holding food in her mouth or something, staring at it.
And then, anyway, this caused a bit of a furor on social media. You know, somebody, there was all these like replies underneath saying, I'll take a majestic peacock over the 5 or more dogs that have attacked my co-workers just in this past holiday season. Yeah, I agree with you. Get them fucking dogs off as well. You don't say, well, dogs are tearing everyone's throat out, so let's get our fucking eyes pecked in. That's not the That's not the philosophy. It's just that, you know, maybe there's some things that don't belong on planes. Animals and children under the age of 8. Just to bring that one back.
And anyone who takes a fucking shoes and socks off, you scruffy freaks, fucking putting them all over the fucking seats, or I could spit in them.
Okay. Who thinks that's okay?
Oh, mate, it makes me sick, but...
No, it's that is unreasonable beyond belief.
Mate, it's not even like it's a rare thing, but I see like every plane I go on, there's at least within like four rows of me, I can see people doing it.
No. I fucking can't stand that. And if someone sat next to me, I'd tell them.
There needs to be some sort of anonymous reporting, but so I could just have the hostess go over and deal with it without me having to make a scene.
If I get a whiff of someone's fucking toe jam while I'm on a plane, beyond a joke. Just so unreasonable.
Worst is when you're like in a row and there's what, like you're sharing it with two, it's only two of you in the row and there's four seats, so they're on all the way in the left, you're all the way in the right. And they lean in and put their gross feet but on the seat in between. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, you disgusting fucking savage?
Yeah, it's unreasonable. I'll tell you a story, right? I was talking to Tasty Steve.
Where do I live?
Tasty Steve, you know, the Street Fighter commentator, great talent, legendary guy. We were having a beer one night after a show and we were having a talk. And he told me a story that made my fucking blood boil.
What's
right?
That?
So he said he was on a plane. If I'd actually know, Tasty Steve was there, but he was on a different row. It was Sajam who was the victim. My bad. It was Sajam. Good looking Sajam. Right? Anyway, he was sat next to a woman, right? He had the window seat. And she had the other two because she was so big.
Right.
Beefy, she was like a giant, no, beyond beef, mate. Like a 400-pound woman, right? And anyway, Sajam said it was unbelievably cramped. Like, she was just
filling...
What, even filling,
with two seats?
I think so, yeah. Just filling the space, you know what I mean? like that liquid sand.
Oof.
It was rough. So he said he was just like curled up,
like,
and obviously he's coming back from an event. You know what I mean? He's fucking tired. He's
probably
fucking
hungover. Fly after the after party.
He just wants to go in. Like, he had to go back home, and then he was working that night as well. He just wanted to get some sleep on the plane, you know. And he finally dozed off, and he said she was a bit sweaty and smelly.
Oh.
She can't help that though. I mean, she can, but she can't. When you're that big, you do need a team of people to keep you clean. It's true. People don't want to talk. You physically can't reach certain parts.
At that point, maybe just buy a row. Like, maybe you just have to take a row on the chin, or at least buy three seats. You know what I mean? Separate other people from your beef. Don't fucking make people.
Yeah, maybe
you need sweat.
Maybe what they can do is get rid of support animals and just have a couple of beef rows at the back.
Exactly.
Yeah, for people who are gonna beef. Because I don't think your beef's going to overpower someone else's beef or vice versa, right?
Yeah.
It's just beef, isn't it? So anyway, he was sat there like this, right? And this fucking bitch.
Nah.
Right? Nah, believe it. He finally got off to sleep and he said, next thing he knew, he woke up and there was like a loud noise and it was a bright light and he was like, what the fuck? And she had leant over him and opened the fucking window thing he'd put down.
What the fuck?
Can you believe it? Now, there are some fucking rules about planes, but if you get the window seat, you control the window flap.
Especially if you're asleep. You don't just start blinding when you sleep, wake you right up.
Mate, that's in the fucking Bible. You open it up. Old Testament and you, it's in there. If you've got the window seat, you control the window flap. End of fucking story. End of story. And she's leant over him.
Greased him up as well. Probably fucking rubbed all her grease over him while she was doing it.
Oh, he said he got a face full of arm.
Oh, me.
Her bingo wings.
Oh, no. Ow. Slimy as fuck as well.
Opens up his wings.
Oh.
Unreasonable.
Face full of brine, mate. From her armpit. Tuna brine, like, yeah, here we go. Just open up this window, big man.
I mean, what's going on with planes? We're bringing on fucking peacocks. We're opening people's windows.
We do need to make this one airline. Just reasonable airlines, like. Reasonable airlines for reasonable people.
We have got to take the power back. Rage Against the Machine was right. It's time. Planes are out of control. People think they can do whatever the fuck you want on planes. Kids, peacocks, brine. Enough's enough, man. I'm done. This is why I don't fly. It's so unreasonable. Hmm. Anyway, so yeah, Sajam told me that, and I was just like looking at him like... I was like, I hope you fucking said something. And he went like, nah, I just gave her one of my trademark stares. I was like, I'd have fucking called over an attendant and said, listen, I'm going to call...
One of my trademark scenes.
One of my trademark scenes. I said to the fucking attendant, I'm about to close this window, and if this touches it... There will be ructions on this fucking airline. And down it goes.
Even that's too reasonable. I'd be like, oh, but she's already covered me in fucking brine. Can we have a word with fucking Jabba, be it?
Can I have a brine towel, please?
Yeah, can I get a hot towel and a fucking therapy session? Because I'm covered in slime, but...
He said he's never been able to eat jelly.
Oh, no, like...
So anyway, support fucking peacocks indeed. Fuck that. What else have we got? Oh, mate, as well. Talk about this generation. What have I said about how fucking self-absorbed people are these days? Right? Do you remember, you know, it's just in everything, isn't it? Do you remember Fashion Santa? You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Hipster Santa. So that was another thing that happened at the major. Group of people were screaming at me, when are you doing another I Hate It Here? I thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah. Someone said that in chat. Yeah, there we go. You decided to shout out if you're still listening.
Yeah, yeah, there you are. But anyway, you know, and just people with selfies and everyone's filming each other and people are on YouTube. Let's do the one-upmanship with the prank. I'm going to shoot myself in this book. I'm dead. I'm going to cement my head into a microwave.
Did you see people the guy recently who was doing acid attack pranks in London?
Acid attack?
Yeah, so he was throwing water in people's face, pretending it was acid. Reasonable guy.
What?
Yeah, mate, he had like a cup full of water and he was running up to people, throwing it in my face and running away.
What?
Exactly, mate. How unreasonable is that? Get fucking pranked, bro.
Pull that up. Show me evidence.
Yeah, I'll show you that.
Why you even get into this?
Acid attack prank.
You can't be real.
Yeah, yeah. It's been in mainstream news. There we go. The Independent.
No way. Put it in the chat, bud. Fucking hell. Is he serious?
Box has gone, like...
What was he thinking, mate?
It's so unreasonable, isn't it?
Hang on, do you want a 3-1 this video? Is it suitable for Twitch? Are we going to get?
I haven't watched it. It should be. It's The Independent.
What does that mean?
Well, they're not going. What's going to be in it?
Newspaper. This is a platform for children.
No, like, this is marked for mature audiences.
We did do that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, all right, fuck it, let's go.
It can't be too egregious. What's it going to be?
I don't know. What if he did a control test with real acid?
No.
I'm fucking with you.
24 seconds, isn't it? Right.
Come on.
Right. 3, 2, 1, go. Look how unreasonable this is, but oh, look at him.
Excuse me, girls. Excuse me. I'm wondering, is that right? I get all you wear? Or you guys...
That's it, but there was other ones as well. That isn't the whole video.
I'm guessing they've had to change. That's probably all they could show, right?
Yeah, probably.
So, what happened to him? Did he go to jail or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Let's have a read. Go on then. Let's bring this up.
I'm scanning. Oh, there you go. A spokesperson for the Metropolitan Police told The Independent Mr. Masala could be arrested for the prank. That's it.
Could have been. So, in other words, wasn't. Fucking hell.
Causing fear, alarm, distress for members of the public is an offence of the Public Order Act. We would encourage anyone who's been a victim of a crime to report. So, in other words, because nobody reported it. They haven't arrested him, I think.
That's fucking so unreasonable. That is so unreasonable.
But like, I saw No Syndicate. He tweeted like the YouTube should strike his channel or something to stop people doing stuff like this.
Just get him off. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm being serious. Like, you know, this isn't a free speech issue, right? Like, if YouTube is an independent platform, is like removing people for fucking just, you know, here's a video about Logan Paul, right? You're getting your video struck because you're outraged about one of the fucking people we do business with. How can you do that and then fucking say, this geezer throwing fake acid in someone's face is perfectly fine?
Yeah,
fuck that ass.
And like the police have said, it's illegal, and you can't just put illegal shit on YouTube, can you? Kind of like, oh, yes, my vlog of me robbing a jewelry store.
But I said it about Logan Paul. Like, there's other sites. There's other websites you can put that on. You know, you can put that on fucking LiveLeak if you want. You shouldn't be fucking, you know, click, this is suitable for advertisers. It's a fake terrorist attack. Like, what the fuck is going on? Meanwhile, our shit gets demonetized. You know? It's fucking crazy. Anyway, fuck that. That's just annoying. This is just ridiculous. And, you know, probably not funny, but I don't know. So there was a man in Hyderabad, India.
Right.
And he was trying to get the perfect selfie. Now, again, it just goes to show, doesn't it, that this is where we've ended up as a society. Imagine that being your quest, the perfect selfie. What is that? Fuck, does that even mean? Like, the perfect selfie. So this guy was
quest for enlightenment in the 70s. Now he just wants a fucking selfie.
Exactly. You dropped acid and you tried to talk to God in the 70s. In the 80s, you did cocaine and you tried to fucking, you know, build a huge fucking bank balance. In the 90s, you dropped fucking ecstasy and you wanted to love your fucking, you know, everyone around you. I don't know what was going on in the noughties. I guess we had to cope with fucking Bush and 9/11 and all that shit. Wasn't really a good time.
Bombs mostly, like.
Yeah. And then now, fuck knows what we're all doing. But anyway, you know. The quest for the perfect selfie isn't a good quest, is it? Let's just be honest about it.
No.
If this is how you're using your time, you might be a bit of a plum. I'm just going to put that out there. But anyway.
When you get a trade or something, like, do something. Come a plumber.
I know. So this geezer thought, here's a good idea. I know what will make a good selfie, Sam. I'll stick my head across a train track.
Start
and take, I know, always good, isn't it? Whenever it involves a train, I'm always like big fan of that. Put my head across like this, and as the train's coming in, I'll take a selfie and it'll look hilarious. Slight problem with that.
How do I get out of the way afterwards? Oh, fuck it now.
Because he left it so late, it smashed the back of his dome in. Now,
fuck it now.
Sorry, I could have
smile in the last frame as well, like, what? Little landing point of the train. That's a train.
I admit I could have worded that a bit more delicately. But it does smash his dorm in, there's no doubt. So anyway, you can actually play this video. It is suitable for Twitch because they cut away just as
he's not deed, is he?
Almost deed. He was deed. Went to hospital but did live. But yeah, you could.
loudtrains.com.
Oh yeah, big loud trains. 46 seconds.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, go. Why though? That grin was.
Yeah. It's like,
what's he doing?
Couldn't tell how fucking wide it was. Do you know what I mean? It's so ridiculous, like, that it's just like, oh, maybe the train just gets suddenly fatter. I don't know, but like, it's just so ridiculous, mate. Like, he just gets absolutely bruised. Like, so anyway,
you think you'd inspect the train before standing in front of it? Like, you think, right? Let me have a big look how big this is now. Let me eye this up. Let me have a guesstimate.
Have a tester, but he didn't. I'll just read you the story because there's various bits that, if you've got a dark sense of humor, you might like it. So I'm glad the guy didn't die. That would have been sad. Probably wouldn't have made the show if he did. But needless to say, he did suffer head injuries. And his...
Oh, 100%, like... Yeah. That will happen, like, if a train smash you in the back of the head.
It really did.
I'll fuck you right up.
Like, this is what I love about India as well. Like, I gotta say it, like, life just goes on in India. Like, no one gives a fuck about your mistakes. It's just brutal. Like, he had to go to court with his head all fucked up and got fined.
For being a Dalo, you was 100 quid as well.
He got fined 500 rupees for being a Dalo.
Nice.
So anyway, here's the thing. The full video is out there if you want to go watch it. But people were saying to him, like, no, the train. And the train's going, and he apparently says, just 1 minute, 1 minute. And the rest is history. So people even tried to fucking warn him. Now, the mad thing is, if you read this article, it says, in India, most selfie deaths are related to trains. Look, check this out. There's a follow-up article. It's mental. This is what I mean.
It'd be like falling off balconies or something.
I don't know.
Or cars.
I don't know what's going on here anymore. I don't know what's going on with the world. But like, how is this a thing? Here's the article. The rise of selfie deaths and how to stop them.
Stop taking selfies in dangerous places.
Sam's queuing it. He's queuing the problem. Inner self-absorbed, vacuous, shallow moron. There you go. I fixed it for you. Fixed it for you. Right? But yeah, it says here that in 2014, 15 selfie takers died. In 2015, 39 selfie takers died. And in 2016, 73 selfie takers died in the first 8 months of the year. And you can see, look, all this mad one-upsmanship, like, I know what I'm going to do. I'll stand on this precarious bit of wall with a drop that goes down to sheer death, and I'll just hold up a selfie stick and not look.
Look how cool my life is, guys. Look how fun I'm Look how much fun I'm having.
I'm living on the edge, guys. Yeah, you're dead now. That was it. Good job.
Didn't even
Good
get
job
the poster.
Mental,
didn't even get the likes, like BBC got the clicks.
Some of them, I've got to say, like, don't get me wrong, wicked pictures. Like this one here, I'm terrified of heights. I can't even look at this. This will make me fucking shart if I fucking tunnel in on it. It's so brutal. I can't even imagine doing that. I can't even look up at tall buildings.
Which one? My,
the one I've just linked you to in the chat. Just have a look at that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this one.
Have a look at that, mate. What
that,
the fuck
that
are
is
they?
Fucking mental. Like, I think it was a Russian guy recently who died doing that. I know, like, a bunch of people on YouTube do it, free running and shit on cranes and old buildings. And he fell off.
It's just mad, isn't it? But you can see what people think about it. Now, I'd never go this far, but
hang a fucking bout. Look at the shoes she got on, mate.
Yeah, she's got.
How the fuck did you get up there?
Are those trainers hanging off?
No, it's a camera.
Yeah, she's nowhere.
Like, fuck, she's climbed up there in heels, like.
Yeah, not just heels, mate, look at him.
Yeah, platform heels, like.
Yeah. But yeah, but like, you can see what people think about it. Two egomaniacal, narcissistic retards that will hool be eliminated from the gene pool. I don't feel that way.
Yeah, that's a bit unreasonable. I don't wish they die.
Yeah, I just would like them to stop and not die. But yeah,
I don't
even
know if I want them to stop, I guess. If you want to risk your life, why not?
I don't know.
Didn't tell Evil Knievel to stop. He was fucking risking his life.
It's true. That is true. But if you hurtled, like, on the way down, this is the problem with height
deaths.
Yeah,
if you hit someone else, yeah.
No, well, yeah, first of all, that, for sure. With height deaths, you never know where you're going to land. You might land on a car, you might land on a fucking kid's pram with a kid in it. You might land on a spike. You know, you never know.
Or threw a seagull in or something.
Yeah, you never know. But the other thing is, you're going to have so much time on the way down to think, well,
peace.
Fuck that.
Knew I should have worn my fucking... I knew I shouldn't have wore heels up, yeah?
Yep. Fucking hell, should have wore them climbing shoes. So selfie death. And look at this, mate.
I hope he uploads a picture.
Look at this. Look at the tweets they're having to put out in India, mate. Just look at the warnings they're having to issue. Right? They've made a sign. This is how common it is. They've made a sign with a selfie stick man and a train hurtling towards his face. Why? Why are people doing this?
Selfie for life, not to risk losing it.
Yeah. Selfie just is for life. Yeah, selfie is for definitely for good. Like, just stop. Stop doing this, guys. Like, it's stupid. No one gives a fuck about your pictures. This is the other thing no one ever says with selfies. No one gives a fuck about your pictures. Or no one cares what you had for dinner, by the way.
I know, but I wish everyone would just realize that literally you are not fucking special at all. And you can just chill the fuck out and stop caring.
I'm being legit. I am being legit. No one cares. No one cares. Just about to have the best dinner ever. It's always shit as well, isn't it? Like, some of the stuff people have took a picture of. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Great dinner made by my loving husband. And it's just a pile of shit because he's not a pro chef. You know what I mean? It's just garbage. It's just mashed potato and gravy. Like, yeah, brilliant. Looks like someone shat on your plate and you're taking a picture of it. And you're sharing it with everyone. No one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck about your dinner. No one gives a fuck about what buildings you go into. If you want to take a picture with your mates, multiple people in a picture and post that, I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. But, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, it fucking does my head in if you're out on a night out and everyone's taking pictures or everyone's on Snapchat. I'm like, fucking hell, can we have an undocumented night out for once? Why have I got to be under Snapchat constantly? Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to live my motherfucking movie and you're documenting it like I'm some sort of Mick Jagger doing the tour in these.
You must have liked that. I worked in He's Living His Movie. I worked that
yeah,
into
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I tweeted it at it.
Yeah, I got it out there. But yeah, just like, I mean, like, there's like a group of friends, one picture at the end of the night or the start of the night, or if something really funny or interesting is happening, definitely. But it, like, say, Snapchat of, hey, look how mental we are.
I don't
mind
the documented, but it hasn't got to go on the internet every time. Like, sometimes it's funny to just have a little fucking private moment.
That's what we used to do back in the day. I'm sure there's a video of me somewhere wrecked out my mind drinking fucking Heineken wearing a bra. Like, I'm sure there is. Like, I've got an old tape. Like, you know, that could come out one day. It's not on the internet now.
But it's on a tape somewhere.
Which I don't even know where. So there you go. Just putting that out there. But yeah, come on. Stop with the selfies. Let's all live a bit longer.
Put your phone down. Talk to your friends.
Put down. Yeah, just classic, innit? Just be regular. Just be regular people. You're not... none of us are celebrities.
Try and actually have eye contact without breaking down and having a look at your phone. Maybe you'll be a reasonable person.
Mm. Did you hear about what happened in France?
Ooh, which one?
Now, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people think I don't like France. And I want to quash that rumor right now. I've had some bad times at esports events in France. Because generally people, you know, they're a bit disinterested. There is a genuine language barrier. English and the French. Because, you know, look, I can
it's not always so genuine, is it?
Well, no. On top of that, though, I can almost respect the idea of, yeah, well, you don't speak French. You know, why is it always us?
Yeah, but I've come here to spend money and enjoy your culture. Like, if the person's being unreasonable, just scream in English. But, like, if a person comes in, they're trying to speak French, at least, you know, giving it a fucking go. They're coming to spend money. Most of the time it happens in, like, service places anyway, when you go to get food or something, or, you know, a hotel. They're always just angry. I'm like, I'm giving you money, bruh. Like, what the fuck I'm paying?
Yeah, but I mean, one of the good things about France is they've always rejected the sort of encroachment of globalist companies. Hang on, that sounded a bit Alex Jones.
Globalists.
I said globalist. I just meant global. Been watching too much InfoWars. You know, you know what I'm talking about. You know, it's global companies, you know, corporations. That's what I want. Corporations. And you know, they're like, listen, there doesn't need to be a subway on every street corner. There doesn't need to be, you know?
It's not more of a thing of a parcel. I feel like they're not like that anymore. They used to be like old France, the old, like, you know, avant-garde sort of hipster France.
It was still very much like that. I mean, yeah, look, you still get a McDonald's. But again, I think my understanding is if you want to have a branch and you're a big corporation, you want to have a branch in France, you know, there's certain concessions you have to make. You know, and that's great, and I think that's a perfectly valid viewpoint if that's what you want to do. You know, And again, there's lots to like about France and French culture and French history. You know, made incredible contributions to, you know, music and food and wine and just a wonderful country that's rich with history. But I don't know how often I'll ever go there ever again, because I've had like some, like, especially for esports events. Esports events were the fucking worst.
The fact that Charles de Gaulle Airport involved most of the time,
and I hate
a
that
big fucking deal. Charles
de Gaulle Airport is like a fucking, it's like a building fallout. It's too much, mate. It's too much fallout. Charles de Gaulle Airport, you go there, just it's just hostile. You know, it's so big. You land at one side of Charles de Gaulle, and then you've got
get
to like
on the bus.
Yeah, it's like being a rat in a fucking maze. Like, where's the cheese? I've got 15 minutes to get my flight because you booked me with only 15 minutes to get across this fucking insanely huge airport. And they're like, not a problem. You know, it fucking is. You booked me on this.
No English.
So fuck Charles de Gaulle Airport. I mean, that airport is actual the death of the soul. but you know, but anyway, the thing I've always liked about the French, always have and always will, is they do not take any shit. They do not take any shit. They will fucking riot at the drop of a fucking hat. If their government is doing something they don't like, they're out in the fucking streets. When we had
Zidane
that trade,
don't take no shit either, mate. Straight giving big headbutts out, representing the country.
Believe it. Their appreciation of when civic disorder is appropriate is awesome. They've got it right. They will protest over things that matter, not, for example, democratic elections, which were all above board. Just because they don't like the outcome. Whenever the government does anything egregious, whenever there's a trade agreement they think that isn't fair and is going to encroach on, for example, French farmers, you know, they will go to the streets and they will all represent their interests and blah, blah, blah. Always like that about the French. Always. But sometimes I do feel they can go a bit wild. They can take that spirit, that you know, this is what's right, and you should take a stand for what's right. And they can sometimes apply it to some crazy shit. And this just blew my mind. Of all the things that could cause riots in France, I never thought one of them would be Nutella. Now, I like Nutella.
It's not bad.
Mate, it's good. It's like a melted Ferrero Rocher, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's pretty good. And if you've ever been...
pancake, living the dream.
If you've ever been to the German market in Birmingham...
Oh, I've been to a German market with the Nutella, like, fucking crepes and shit.
Oh, there is a simple joy in the perfect trifecta of a tall, frosty beer with a big head on it, a fucking massive blood sausage, and a fucking crepe filled with Nutella, maybe a bit of fried banana.
Yes, mate.
That trifecta is balling out of control.
Yeah, I had that in Amsterdam, but Nutella with fucking caramelized bananas. What? Oh, my God.
And the Nutella crepe.
I fly back now.
Yeah, exactly right. The Nutella crepe at the end is fucking banging. It's actually banging, right? So, I can understand people wanting to get their share. But here's what happened, right? There's this chain of supermarkets called Intermarché, right, which I believe means intermarket in French. Wow. Look at me. Wow. Owen Wilson over there. Wow. Hey, what's up, Baba Ganoush? Intermarché supermarkets, and from nowhere they said, we're going to put in a 70% discount on Nutella, and the French love their Nutella, much like the Germans, Europeans, Belgians, you know, the Dutch, everyone loves a bit of Nutella in that particular region. And so it went down from €4.50 to €1.40, and they just went mad for it.
Time to stock up.
Exactly. But the problem was, when you have a sale like that, there's never enough fucking supply and demand.
Yeah,
it just isn't, right? And we've seen this before with like the Szechuan sauce in America. It's not just obviously the French that put, right? So here we go. Police got called to several branches of Intermarché because people were fighting to get Nutella. And just like, I'll read you the quote after this, but just click on this video by Kenny Lebon. He's saying, serious, what the fuck, you know, this over Nutella, I think.
All right, ready?
But just, right, yeah, 3, 2, 1, it's 1 minute long.
3, 2, 1, have a look. Go.
Look at the seat. Look at the seat, mate.
No, this is not normal, no.
They're breaking down, mate.
The sight is light. Look at it.
I'm getting trampled to death for chocolate spread, reasonable guy. People just filling bags with Nutella. Fucking calm down. Like, who's going to go through that much Nutella anyway?
Mate, they're climbing over the purcell, mate. Get it, Nutella. It's wild, mate.
It's mostly old people as well, mate. Savages fighting over Nutella. Ooh, they're screaming. The employee's screaming. Oh, Nutella's gone now. Well, time to fight to the death for the rest.
So there you go. And there's another one below it if you want to have a look. Oh, actually, that's been deleted now. That might have been a tad incriminating. But there you go. I just thought it was mad. Some people did say, like, oh, it was like a riot. Obviously, there wasn't anyone killed. There was
like
no
Black Friday, innit, when people just lose their minds.
Yeah, and I've never understood that either. I think it...
Not me, like, it's never, like... In the UK, though, our Black Friday sales are shit. It's not like... In America, there are some ridiculous shit, like laptops 70% off and stuff.
Yeah, did you ever see that fucking video they did of a British Black Friday? And it was like
one guy.
And he was,
I think we showed it on the show.
He was like, morning.
Yeah.
You know, I never
get that toaster that's £4 off.
Like, it definitely wouldn't. I don't even think that kind of carnage would happen in
well,
a lot
it
of...
would. Like, if laptops are 70% off, people would be getting smashed a bit, mate. 100%.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, I remember. Like I say, when we had those riots in Birmingham, and people just smashed up every shop. Now, that was pretty wild. People were like literally fighting each other to get like bags of basmati rice. You know, them 5 big ones.
5 kilogram bag up.
5 kilograms of rice. That'll last you a while, won't it? But yeah, so they
his carbs in.
So big fan of France and their attitude, but maybe Nutella. Don't have a fight over that, guys. Like, leave that one alone.
Especially, like, how many jars of Nutella does someone go through a month? If you eat it a lot, maybe 2. So, like, you're already saving yourself, like, €6 a month.
I know. In that article there, like, it did say the volume of Nutella that gets cooked. It is insane, actually. They fucking love Nutella in Europe, right? Like, check this out. They said, this is just for all around the world, but 365 million kilos of Nutella is consumed every year. That's mental, mate. 365 million kilos.
Oh, million. Oh, yeah,
365, obviously.
If I said 365,000, then.
Oh, 365 million kilos. That is mental. So it's pretty popular, like.
For a reason?
It's banging, as we've established it.
I believe Nutella sponsorship if it's going.
Ethan Bradbury would describe it as slamming, I believe.
Slamming.
Just can't do it. Can't bring myself to do it. Oh, so here's another thing. Right, another thing we talked about on the show was surgery, right? And in our episode entitled Vandalizing a Liver, me and you had a bit of a disagreement, didn't we? Because I was saying that...
It's sound to sign people's livers.
Yeah, no, what I said was, I didn't say it was sound. Don't misrepresent my argument, my little...
All right, you said he should be allowed to keep being a doctor.
No, I didn't say that either. I said he should be struck off for medical negligence, but he shouldn't go to prison.
All right.
That's what I said. That's my stance.
I still disagree.
You disagree and say he should go to prison. And then I said, well, what about people who are medically negligent and like leave a scalpel in there?
Yeah,
and
it's not malicious.
Yeah, and then you go, it's not malicious. That's just a BG, you said. Yeah. BG... Because it's only a BG, that no punishment.
Same reason you can't send scientists to jail for not predicting a volcano. It was an accident.
Not even remotely the same.
Yeah, it is. It's an accident. If someone fails to do their job as good as they should, you can't put them in jail for being not as good as you expect them to be. Maybe they're just not that good. Maybe they were never that good. Maybe they're just fluking it the entire time, and now you realize they're just fucked up. Like,
it's nothing. It's
once
nothing
the
like
crunch
that.
Comes. Yeah, it is. That's a reasonable analogy.
It's not like that.
Yeah, it is.
It definitely isn't. It's nothing like that. But anyway, you said it was a BG, and people do go to jail for negligence all the time, as they should. If you're negligent, you know, being negligent at your job is grounds to be fired from your job. If you're, there's something called criminal negligence.
Jail or no.
You know, corporate manslaughter. Think about this. So I think I'm going to test your fucking standards out here with this story.
My morals will stand true.
No, I know you're thinking, fucking hell, this is a bit of a leap. But actually, it's a story from France. And it was published in The Telegraph. So, I think this is going to test your standards. I'll read the headline. Headline's fucking mind-blowing. Here you go. French woman gives birth to rubber glove and five compresses after surgeon forgot them. Okay? So I'm going to tell you what happened here. A French woman is suing a surgeon after she gave birth to a latex glove and five compresses, which she allegedly forgot and left in her womb during an operation.
As if when you take your glove off, you just throw it in the womb, like, oh, my job's done. Poof, throw her in there.
He was aiming for the bin. So.
Takes a napkin, wipes his face off, just throws it on her face. Right. Ta-da!
Right. So anyway, it's a 48-year-old woman who went to a private clinic in Marseille, and she was having what's called an endometrial ablation, which is a way that you stop periods without having a full hysterectomy, apparently. I've never heard of that before because I'm not a doctor and I don't have a womb. So, anyway, after the operation, she was told everything has gone well, but she started getting...
I can't find my fucking glove anywhere. Like, I don't know where I've lost that. Have you seen my glove? About, like,
my
I think
fucking
I left it in the car.
With, so... After a while, she started getting like pain and, you know, abdominal pain, and she was vomiting. She couldn't urinate, and she said, "I had the feeling like someone was stabbing me with a knife in the belly, but I thought it was just, you know, a side effect from the operation." I talked about it with the nurses and the surgeon, and they told me that I was a lightweight and couldn't handle pain, and was given painkillers, and they didn't conduct any examinations to determine what was caused.
That's a sue.
Here we are, there, right?
Blame.
So she went on and she's popping the painkillers, but after 3 days of the pain getting worse, she started to have contractions.
Oh, shit.
Like she was giving birth, right? And she...
That's fucking cool, though. So the body just knows there's someone in here that needs to get the fuck out. Like, it just pushes it out.
I mean... I suppose it is cool.
It's interesting the body just reacts to something.
Better. It's not really cool.
No, not cool, but interesting.
So, yeah. So she started getting having contractions. And the contractions lasted for 4 hours. And she gave birth to...
a five-headed blue alien. Jesus Christ. I've been impregnated by a beast.
This is horrifying, but what the fuck is going through your mind? When you were having contractions, you know you can't possibly be pregnant.
Oh my God, have I got a twin or something?
Yeah, what's going on? Like, what's going on? Is it an ectopic pregnancy? What's going on? And then you give birth to a fucking glove. Like, what the fuck? That is horrifying. That would, like, freak you out for fucking life. Right? So anyway, when she realized it was a glove, she went straight back to the clinic, as you would, confronted the surgeon, and apparently the surgeon just said to her, if you're not happy, go ahead and contact my insurance company. I am well insured.
I'm definitely not happy because I just gave birth to a fucking glove, boy.
But
so...
imagine it, right? Imagine it. You've just given birth to a glove. And you go to the guy who left it in you and said, yeah, I'm a bit unhappy with how it worked. And, you know, a bit
but
pissed
if you
off,
ain't
actually.
Happy, you know what I mean? If you're going to be unreasonable, I guess you can complain.
Yeah, you know, if you're not happy, just talk to my insurance company. Like, not even sorry, I left a glove inside you. Like, you know,
oh, that's where it was.
Yeah,
you still got it.
That's what he did. Did you bring the glove?
My lucky glove.
My lucky one, that is. Bit of a BG for you. So anyway, she still suffers from health problems from it. Right? Oh, she's got urinary tract infections. Obviously, needs psychological counselling. And now she's gonna sue him. And she's right. She was very lucky. Could have got septicemia, toxic shock, all types of secondary infections, and died. Didn't. So she's gonna sue. Now my question to you is, Sam. He's just had a BG, according to you. I say,
no, but the thing is, it should also adhere to the law based on the damages. So if a person dies, he should be charged with manslaughter. But if the person doesn't die, he shouldn't go to jail, is my belief.
You don't think
he should get sued, though?
He's just laughed in her face, mate. She's rocked up going, is this your glove? Because I just gave birth to it.
Yeah, but what if I don't know, like, I just have a problem with removing doctors off of one fuck-up. If they repeatedly are just leaving gloves in people, get them off fair enough, like, maybe they should have a jail. But one glove can't mean jail time, I don't think.
But should he still have a medical license?
Nah, you can't be leaving gloves in people, like, no.
Right, good. Well, at least you're gonna I don't know, I think this guy should have not a long stint, minimum security. You know, but like, yeah, he should probably have a bit of time.
If she wants to charge him for GBH or whatever the fuck, go for it, I guess. But I'm sure there's a law that protects doctors from that, isn't there?
It's more just because he clearly has no respect for the profession. He's not even embodying the Hippocratic Oath, you know. He literally couldn't give a fuck. They didn't even examine her. They were like, yeah, you're just a fucking pussy. Have some
Xanax and calm down.
Have some heroin and fucking calm down. So... yeah, mate, that's way more than a BG. That is the BGs. That's how fucking bad that is, mate. So fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that's like an extreme. Like, most of when people get shit left them, it's mostly like, you know, cotton swabs, like fucking, I don't know, shit bits they cut off who they left in there. Like, you know what I mean? It's not usually, oh, let me just put a glove and my compass in there. I'll fucking put a time capsule in any.
All right, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a compass.
No,
compressed.
Yeah,
all right, good. Sure, Willie. He didn't do that. He didn't need one of them. So look, we'll go from one medical travesty to another. This is right. You ever held in a sneeze?
I know what the tactic for to do it. You tickle the roof of your mouth with your tongue and it starts from sneezing. Google it. It's a real thing, mate.
That doesn't work, mate.
It does. I just tried and tested.
Tried and tested. So. Well, right. I mean, I always got told, what is it? You can't sneeze with your. This is bullshit, obviously. I got told this when I was a kid at school. I got told you can't sneeze with your eyes open. It's physically impossible because your eyes will pop out your head.
So obviously, you fucking taped your eyes open and started sniffing pepper to see if it was true.
Obviously, and it was fine. Like. You know what I'm talking about when you've seen the end of Total Recall.
Yeah.
Right, there you go.
Was there another one, like, if you sneeze and fart at the same time, you just shit your organs out there, remember you now?
That's too much. But yeah, you can bring this picture up if you want from Total Recall. Apparently, this is what happens if you fucking sneeze with your eyes open, right? Now, obviously, it's nonsense. It is nonsense. And I just thought, like, sneezing's just sneezing, mate. Like, you're never gonna, your eyes aren't gonna pop out your head. You're not gonna shit your fucking organs.
I think there is some pressure though in there from sneezing. I think it can blow shit out.
But I saw this in the Washington Post this month. I had to bookmark this one. I couldn't fucking believe it. This was in Britain, and it's a guy who's, you know, similar to my age. So now I'm back panicking about my sneezes, right? So the headline tells you all you need to know. He tried to hold in a sneeze and ended up in the hospital on a feeding tube. What type of fucking sneeze was this, mate? What type of sneeze was this, bud? This was a fucking whopping sneeze, mate.
How do you hold it in? Or do you just literally just pinch his nuts?
I don't know. So we'll get to that, right? Well, I do know, but we'll get to it, right? But look, you see, just the way this article sets the scene. Sneezing is an astoundingly powerful human action, blasting mucus and air from the nose and mouth at up to 100 miles per hour. That power exists whether a sneeze is held in or not. Occasionally, people will cause damage to their eardrums or their sinuses if they stifle a very violent sneeze, said an immunologist at Cleveland Clinic. So anyway, a healthy 34-year-old man living in the United Kingdom has learned that the hard way, according to a case study published on Monday in the British Medical Journal. His attempt to stifle a sneeze backfired, and the force of that would-be sneeze tore through the soft tissue in his throat, rupturing
it. Fucking wrecked by a sneeze?
Right? Snap, the name of the study is called Snap, Crackle, and Pop. When sneezing leads to crackling in the neck.
Fucking hell.
He was fit and well, healthy. He had a sneeze. And he did the double. He did the double, Sam. He didn't just pinch his nose. He did his hand over his mouth at the same time.
Why though?
Now, let me tell you.
Oh, man. I imagine him just doing it on the train. See his neck bullfrog. Boy, like a fucking toad, but boy.
Let me just tell you as a PSA on this podcast, right?
He's never, his throat down.
Never do the double. Never do the double voice. Right, like, it's...
Oh, man.
It's com- Double four.
It's double gonna four. Compress all this air in my very fucking fragile face. What? And bang, blew my throat out.
It's fucking air. It's got to come out, mate. It's hasn't it? It's just common sense.
Why do you just sneeze in your hand?
Yeah, just do that. Like, if you need to cover your nose, just. But he did the full coverage, mate. So that 100 mile an hour sneeze just fucking blew to the back of his neck.
Bullfrog.
Yeah, he got bullfrogged, right? And it says here, this 34-year-old chap, this is the quote, said he was trying to hold in his sneeze because he thinks it's very unhygienic to sneeze into the atmosphere or into someone's face. That means he's been holding his sneezes in for 30 years. He's been playing with fire, mate, the whole time. You gotta let a little bit out.
So wait, he'd been wrecking his neck muscles for 30 years, just blowing them out.
He'd been blowing his neck out for 30 years.
Why new neck, mate? You fucking blown it out. Someone wind his neck in, boys. Jeff can't speak again. He's blown it right out.
And he said after he did it, he felt there was a pop in his neck, and then his neck.
My neck's gone again. It's gone, Jane. It's gone.
Like his neck actually started to swell up, and his voice changed. He was trying to talk to people. He had a completely different fucking voice. He bullfrogged himself into being another person, mate. So you can see it. Another doctor says it's like forcing water through a pipe. If the air can escape through your nose and mouth, that creates less pressure than forcing it through a smaller opening. I've seen patients with a ruptured eardrum or pulled back muscles. I think I've done that once. I think I've sneezed so hard I've pulled something.
I've had a eardrum go weird.
Yeah. And And you even hear about cracked ribs. Fucking hell. Some people are putting out some mad screams. Who are these?
Who's snapping their own ribs?
Yeah.
Unless they're like 106 years old. I took up my ribs, bro.
How do you break a rib having a sneeze, man?
You know.
Oh, it's too much, mate. Too much. Anyway, so there you go. That's it. Just be careful when stifling a sneeze. One of the PSAs. Never do a bullfrog. It's just not worth it, mate. It's dangerous. What else have we got? Let's have a look. Scrolling back up the list of horror. Here we go, then. We'll up the ante. We'll go to our favourite pensioner. Now, I'll issue a special warning here. I will issue a special...
Oh, we're doing it.
Says Adam on the thing.
This one is mental, this.
Right, well, what I've noticed is, you know the Metro?
Yeah.
I've noticed this on the Metro. They do just run these mad stories which just make Britain look like a fucking hellhole.
Want the clips, innit?
Yeah, and they all push the boundaries for what's credible. Like, you watch these stories, you read these stories, and you're like, they can't be real. They can't be fucking real. So I was like, let's have a look. What's going on in the Metro? What's going on in Britain? And we did that story, you remember that woman, Mrs. Claus, who was riding around on a moped getting fucking blasted.
On a donkey.
Yeah, and the judge said, your life's a mess. When sentencing her. Well, once again, the Metro has found the one thing that can totally up the ante. And this story is horrendous. I'm not even going to read the headline, Sam.
You
can just bring the headline up.
Nah, you read it.
No, I'm not reading.
Come on. Well, I ain't bringing it up. So I guess you're on a standstill.
No, but what, I'll give a summary of the headline.
All right, then.
Yeah, so you bring it up. I'll wait for the chat to react.
There we go.
We'll just talk about the story. Okay, good. I'm just waiting. Have a bullfrog. Modern Britain, everyone. Right, so we'll have a little scroll down. A pensioner has been banned from every farm in Britain. I'll get through this, mate. This is going to be tough, this is going to be tough. But...
Imagine being blacklisted from every farm. You haven't even got to tell people what it's for. They already know you're a fucking reprobate. I'm banned from every farm. Yeah, he's fucking the animals.
Grandad, do you want to come to the farm? I can't. I can't come to the farm. What do you mean you can't come to the farm? It's just what? Who gets banned?
Picture up around there.
A pensioner has been banned from every farm in Britain. A pensioner has been banned from every farm in Britain after he allegedly pushed his fist into a cow's rectum and performed a sex act. John Kernow, 80. Can I ask you a question, right? Who just decides at 80 years old? Right. I'm about to shuffle off this mortal coil, me. You know what I haven't done? I've never stuck my hand in a cow's ass, like you.
No, they say you ain't tried it. How do you know you don't like it?
All right. He was found guilty of 2 counts of outrage in public.
Of being outrageous. I find you guilty of being outrageous.
After he molested several cows. What's he doing?
He couldn't even be happy with one. Couldn't even settle down and have a nice family with one cow.
Right.
He had to be playing a field.
So the wife of the farmer said in court she caught him with his pants and trousers round his ankles and trying to court her cattle, which she says is part of her family. Kerno, who uses a walking stick, was also spotted by two sisters who reported seeing him insert his left arm up to his shoulder. Just have a look at... There's the face of a man.
Look at him. He's a shit pusher. Literally pushing it in and out.
Someone's granddad, Sam. I can't, mate.
But he's dragging cow shit, mate.
I can't, mate. I can't handle it. This can't be what Britain's like now. During the arrest, the pensioner said, "I'm not a violent person. You are the cows, mate." I just
shove my entire arm up animals' rectums.
Yeah, listen.
I'm not an unreasonable person.
I feel qualified to speak on behalf of all cows here. And I'll tell you off the bat, you can't just go sticking your arms in people. So
All cows.
Or
chickens or pigs, no loopholes.
So, it's just mad. He tried to get away from police when they turned up. He grabbed his trousers and boxers and ran for the stile, and he fell over the stile because his trousers fell down when he was trying to get over it.
Fucking hell.
So there you go. Bit of slapstick at the end. Why not? Britain, fuck me. Don't send me back. I don't want to go back, Sam.
Nice farm job waiting for you, mate. Need someone to fist the cows. No, he's gone. Like, no fucking good old Colonel's gone.
It's just not on, is it, mate? Let's pick up. Let's lighten the mood, eh? Let's lighten the mood. It's worth talking a little bit about cryptocurrency. I don't want to get into it. One thing I've noticed is if I thought Brazilian CS fans or that vocal minority of Brazilian CS fans were bad, crypto idiots are worse. Crypto cultists are the worst people in the world.
Anyone like 16 and above who has like more than 50 quid in crypto is like cryptocurrency expert, investor, entrepreneur, CEO, fucking grow the fuck up.
It's mental, right? The crypto cultists are out of fucking control. And I mentioned it just in passing on one of my podcasts, right? Like, I can't remember which one it was, but we mentioned it in passing, yeah? And there was just loads of comments on the YouTube channel. You don't know anything about, like, the assumption is I couldn't possibly know what it's about if I think that it's garbage. If I think it's a bubble or a bad investment or if I think it's a scam, even though most of them are, in fact, all of them are functionally the same as Ponzi schemes, the exception being the ones that operate sort of like Bitcoin, which is like a Ponzi scheme, except without having a figurehead right at the top of the pyramid, you know. And they're called Nakamoto schemes or something, named after the Bitcoin founder. These are all scams and bullshit. They're all bullshit. And every day there's another story about another scam, people getting fucking robbed blind. I mean, you saw the BitConnect shit, right? Did you see that? You didn't see that?
They ran away the money, or is that the one with the guy who was screaming in the street? I saw quite a few things.
Right, okay, well, let me just see if I can find the guy. Hang on. Because you must have, well, first of all, so obviously BitConnect was just a Ponzi scheme, and most people called it out actually at the time. And loads of people, loads of supposed crypto experts were like, "Oh yeah, I've made such a mad profit on BitConnect." By the way, one of the ways you always spot a scam is if they promise you, if you get involved, like just runaway profits all of the time. Like,
yeah, this is going to the moon.
Yeah, like, no, but it's the thing. It was guaranteeing you a return every day, no matter what happens. There's no investment in the world that can do that. And certainly no investment in the world that can do that for everybody, no matter what your level of investment. Do you know what I mean? It's clearly financially bullshit. It's like, look, I've covered lots of scams that are like what they call multi-level marketing, because you're not allowed to use the P word. You can't call them pyramid schemes. And multi-level marketing scams, you know, we had that one where everyone went mental about it last time. Which one was that one? Fanfire, was it? Is that what it was called?
Fanfiber?
No, hang on. I want to get it right. I don't want to get it wrong. No, not Fanfire. Or was it Fanfire? It changed its name halfway through. It was the one T. Martin promoted. And then they said they had no connection to his stuff. Anyway, I did a video about it. And I just felt so sorry for the people that were like replying in that video. It's still on the YouTube channel. People can find it. You know, people were just messaging me saying, yo, listen, this definitely works, and you know, you shouldn't fucking, be criticizing this, and you must, there was loads of people saying, you must take this video down because the company says they will not start releasing profits or their product or opening recruitment until all videos critical of it are removed from the internet. So they were like even trying to weaponize the people they'd scammed and roped into believing that this very obvious pyramid scheme, multi-level marketing scheme.
It's United Games, by the way.
That was United Games, yeah, but it changed its name after that.
Yeah, I'm reading your report on it now.
Changed its name. I think it was Fanfire, actually. I'm pretty sure. No, it wasn't, because that's something else. It did change its name to something with fire in. I want to say fire. Fuck, I've been... make it clear, Fanfire is not the thing I'm talking about. But anyway, so United Games was absolute nonsense. It was a very obvious pyramid scheme. And I felt sorry. This is why I never did a follow-up video on it. I'd proved that the office where it was registered was actually just a hired building where anybody can go there and you can pay $50 to just hire fake office space. And it was like the only people that this video was going to benefit were just in too deep. Like, they just wouldn't have believed it. You know, you could have put any evidence in front of them. And it's quite sad because this is what happens with these get-rich-quick schemes. Anyway, BitConnect was like that. It promised you runaway profits all of the time. You know, you were going to get them. If you got in now, you were going to get, you know, 10% all the time. It was, you know, this is it, yeah. It was saying you were always guaranteed profits, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that went under. Of course it went under because it was nonsense. It was just a massive scam, and now they're, like, trying to give people back a devalued token and blah, blah, blah. It's gibberish. But there was a – did you see the video of the guy who ran BitConnect where he was on stage singing it?
Yeah.
I mean, feel free to dig that up while I'm talking about this other thing and just bring it up, because I think people need to understand if a guy gets on stage and promotes his fucking get-rich-quick scheme in the same way the BitConnect guy did it, it's absolutely a fucking scam. I mean, it absolutely is. You know, it was some of the most embarrassing, cringe-worthy shit I've seen. I think I got linked to it at the time. The BitConnect! Like, I was like, this can't be real. This can't be fucking real. But people bought into it. In fact, I'm pretty sure. Let me find you a tweet. Now, obviously, you know I'm friends with Mo. I do like Mo, but I just want to find this fucking tweet you made. It is pretty funny. I'll, you know, all banter. Might have to take a Brexit on this. It's taking too long. It's taking too long, isn't it?
I've sliced out.
Nah. Well, anyway, fucking more fucking
timestamp all this.
Yeah. Who the fuck is that guy? Right. So basically, Moore put a tweet out saying, great returns on my initial investment with BitConnect. I've reinvested all my profit. And it was like he was advising people to do the same thing. Look, I'm going to tell you this now. I don't give a fuck. Crypto cultists fucking come at me. You're all stupid. Here's the reality. Every economist will tell you that crypto, that the non-fiat cryptocurrencies are literally create, the only value they have is in the hope that if you buy them and somebody else wants them, you can sell them on for more than what you paid for them. That's it. that type of investment isn't sustainable. I saw somebody tweet at me going, what do you mean? If you buy stock and you expect it to go up and you sell it on, okay, well, stock will always have some value. Even if a company goes bankrupt, they sell their assets to their creditors and you can usually get wind and dump your fucking stock. Not always. And yes, there's been many a stock scam. Guess what? Those were scams. I don't get what your point is. The pump and dumps. You know, the guy, the fucking Wolf of Wall Street guy.
John Belfort.
He's been on fucking... He's been on all of the fucking, you know, money shows lately. Just saying, like, this operates the exact same way as the shit low-level penny stock investments that I would ever, that I would force on my people, and everyone should stay away from crypto. And I've been telling people it. In fact, I've talked to a lot of these supposed crypto experts, because this is how you know it's a scam. Because everyone's starting ICOs and shit and fucking crypto and all this nonsense in fucking esports. Right?
I admit, if I wanted Toby Wan's coins, give it a no.
Here's the thing. Wish him all the best with his business model, but I would advise against being involved in any ICOs or cryptos. I wouldn't do it personally. I would advise people not to do it. I wouldn't put my name on something like that. I couldn't do it in good conscience. I think, you know, I wish everybody all of the success. And I'm definitely not talking about Toby in this instance. Maybe he's got a business model that's completely different. Maybe it all works out and it's all good. And, you know, certainly the way it's all modeled and tailored towards, how, you know, increasing the value.
Yeah, there's an actual product at least.
Yeah. There is a product at least, right? So I'm not necessarily talking about his. But I've seen some fucking genuine ICOs like Wax Token. Fuck that. It's garbage. It's garbage. Don't bother. And if you see one of the esports people, this is how you spot them. This is like, they were involved in the skins casinos. They were involved in the case opening scams. Do you know what I mean? Now they're involved in fucking, there you go. There it is.
DK got it. Look, DK
got it. There it is. Bring this tweet up. Love more. I love you more. I love you more. More money, as we call you.
More money, right. More problems, more crypto.
Yeah, more money, more problems. But do you know what I mean? All of these people now are telling you about this. Athene has been running a scam on the Twitch platform. There's the tweet there, everyone. 2 day of BitConnect investing. I made 1200 and reinvested it all. Wah, wah.
Wow.
In fact, actually, here you go. Let me just... Let me find that noise for you.
Well, we're fucking adding sound effects to the show. Mate.
No, this is what we need. We're a soundboard now. So what I want you to do is, right, and we'll make it look sick on the VOD, but just come off that tweet and bring up that tweet in line with the sound that I've given you.
Okay.
Right, you can do this. You can do this.
Hang on. I've got to use two browsers, so give me a sec.
You've got this. You've got this. And I usually say don't clip this show, but if you want to clip this part, definitely do it. If Sam gets it right, it's right. Garbage.
Ready? There you go, man.
Did you do it?
Indeed. I did do it.
Excellent. So anyway, like, you know, you've got fucking a thing. You've got fucking Athene running an actual crypto scam that he admits is a scam on Twitch, and people are buying it. Listen, guys, just stay away from this shit. It's garbage. I'm telling you firsthand that there are people now who are running this stuff, and they all talk to each other, and they all get in on the ground floor, and you're the suckers. You're the marks. And there was another one today, right? Like, also as well, by the way, if you think it's going to be like how it is forever, it's just new, unregulated, virgin territory, the same as a lot of things are. You can make money. You can scam people, absolutely, because there is no protections.
Yeah, that's everyone's excuse is like, well, if crypto is so bullshit, how come I made money? Well, there is room to make money.
I'm not saying you can't make money on it. Obviously, you can. That's what scams are designed to do. You identify an unregulated market where you can go fucking berserk and do lots of unethical shit that isn't even illegal, scam a bunch of people, you do all right. But I'm telling you, if you think the fucking banks and all of that shit is going to let this fly for much longer, I've been told by people who work in the financial sector, which, you know, I occasionally talk to because I do some, you know, that they've been interested in a lot of these casinos and skins and, you know, all of this stuff. They've told me that as far as they're concerned with cryptocurrency, all sorts of mad regulations are coming down from on high, and we're seeing fucking evidence of that all of the time. Like, this was today. And by the way, it just goes to show you, if you think just because it's got a celebrity attached to it, it can't possibly be a scam, you're out of your motherfucking mind. These are the feds. This was just yesterday. The feds came in and shut down an ICO cryptocurrency that had raised $600 million, and it was endorsed by Evander Holyfield. That was one of the things he went in. And prior to that, you've got the SEC, they're seizing assets and doing all of this. I believe Facebook have announced, let me just Google this, Facebook have announced that they're going to ban advertising cryptocurrency, I think. Yeah, here it is. This is on Record. This was just the other day as well. Facebook is going to ban advertising for cryptocurrencies. We've seen laws introduced in China, Korea, all of this, saying non-fiat cryptocurrencies are going to be heavily regulated, if not banned outright. Guys, it's just another bubble. It's going to fucking burst. The governments aren't going to allow it to fucking last. So if you're one of the people who can afford to take the risk of getting in now, and maybe making a little bit of money with nothing to lose, power to you, I suppose. Just know it's all bullshit. Don't come at me and say it's the future. And this is how you smash the system, and you're an old man, and you don't understand it. It is garbage. It is smoke and mirrors. It's never going to be allowed to succeed, even if you actually had something. Now, I'm not talking about blockchain. Anybody who talks about, why can't you defend blockchain technology? Always said it, my stance. I think the blockchain technology is pretty interesting and will definitely be used for actual things that have a real-world purpose besides peddling this bullshit. But crypto itself, all nonsense, all bullshit. If you think otherwise, I'm sorry, I've got a fucking bridge to sell you. You're just getting scammed in the same way. And the only other people who aren't, you'll notice these like crypto, like you said, cryptocurrency entrepreneurs and all this. I did a tweet saying it's just the stock market for neckbeards. And that's all it is. You know, yeah, exactly, it's just like,
and it's easy as fuck. Like, if people who run YouTube channels, they do their own pump and dump spot. Like, people who do, they go, oh, top coin to watch this year. And then he'll put a video up, it gets 200,000 views, everyone buys a coin. Well, I'll be selling out no drive.
Get in this alt now. Use my referral code. You know what I mean? It's gibberish. You're getting fucking played. And if you look up to these people and think they're smart, fit financial entrepreneurs, they're no different to these people that sell you multi-level marketing bullshit where you basically don't make any money. They make money off you. Like, that's the thing with multi-level marketing and Ponzi schemes. The profit is only in you putting the money in, and it's completely unsustainable. All of this shit's going to come tumbling down, I'm telling you. I know about the HODL memes. Yeah, all right, hold on to it. It's going to be great. Guys, it's going to get regulated up the fucking ass. Get out now, or better yet, don't get in. My advice. Anyway, why are you talking about crypto? Why are you ranting and raving? Because you are going to get killed by some foaming cryptocurrency nutcase now. Yeah, no doubt. Just another group of fans who are so fucking twisted and fucked in, oh, but this is the thing I care about so much, so it must be real. It's not real. It's not real. You've been played. It's okay. I understand. You're overinvested. We've all done it, right? You don't have to go out and threaten people over it, though, do you, you mad cunts?
Yeah, and if you think it's the future, just fucking stop being so angry. Just let it happen.
Yeah, just fuck up.
Just be like, haha, I will be rich in the future. If that's really what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And yeah, trust me, like I say, you're going to see a wave of esports ICOs and cryptos. Isn't there esports coin? Don't we already have that? Let's have a look. What happens if I go to esports.com? What's that? Is that it? I'm pretty sure I've seen an esports coin somewhere. What's this? Oh, no. That's not it. Or is it? It's coming anyway. Fuck that. It's all coming. And if anyone who gets
it's
duped
called that, esports is ERT. Token sale opened on the 1st of November.
It's just the same all the time, isn't it? Feds, please come to esports. Please. Right, anyway. Why are you talking about this, Richard? Because a few days ago, there was a funny one. There was a funny scam. Right? People got BG'd to the fucking max by this, but you gotta laugh. So, there was a crypto coin startup that literally disappeared with millions. And when you went to the site for Prodium, which was the name of the coin, trying to sound like Ethereum, it just said penis.
Got it.
That was it. And the reason the joke works is there is a drug called Prodium, which is a medicine that you use to treat urinary tract infections. So it was clearly a scam from the start, and they all got played, right? And it just raised millions in VC money. It's all good. Nothing could possibly go wrong. We take money and put it in, and it's all fine. And hey, I'm Athene, and I'm telling you it's a scam, so it's okay to scam you. Just on the off chance you think it's a double bluff, or I have to say it for legal reasons. This is fine. It's not fucking fine. But there was that. Obviously, the BitConnect shit. There was another fucking funny one. Yeah, get this. Hang on. This was unreal. There was something called Ponzi Coin, I think. And I think it robbed everyone. And people were surprised. Do you know what I mean? It's like, guys, please, please, please just get a grip of yourself. It's just numbers. None of it's real.
Or just know that once you invest, it's a gamble. If you just go in knowing that, it as lost.
The gamble is you...
You get out before...
It's a gamble that you find a bigger idiot. All the people who were holding on to it forever definitely go down with the Titanic, by the way. These are the ones who were saying, oh, a lifeboat. Actually, I'm going to wait for a luxury yacht to come by. You know, you're dead. You're drowned. Hypothermia. You're fucked. Eventually, on a long enough time scale, because this is going down. Mark my words. You can say, oh, maybe you just don't understand it. What about this? What about... This is a scam as old as time immemorial. Right. There you go.
Watch Wolf of Wall Street. You're getting penny stock, bitch.
You getting played. Anyway, we can go back to some more amusing stuff. The sex robots are out, Sam. They're out.
Nice. Anyone died?
No.
Almost.
No. But yeah, the sex robots have gone on the market. Let me see if I can find this. Sex robot.
What you going for? Like, they're on Amazon, though?
No, that was...
$3,500.
Yeah, that's the Proto one. Hang on, I've got the wrong link. Here you go. This is what you want. So, you've got this. Robot sex dolls now being put into brothels.
Oh, my goodness, bud.
Right? And here you go. Look at these things. The robot sex dolls. And they're becoming so realistic, people are marrying them, mate.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, so realistic. But look at this picture, mate, of the one in the pink dress on the set. So realistic. Looks like a fucking Van Gogh painting, mate.
I'm all right with it.
What do you mean you're all right with it? Look how long the neck is, but...
She's been holding in her sneeze.
That's what I mean. How long have you been holding your sneezes for? Like, you're about 3 sneezes away from bullfrogging yourself to death. Have you fucking done so? Anyone knew? Once you fully bullfrogged.
It's, I think she's alright, mate.
No, you don't. Like, there's no way, mate. There's no way you'd throw a jet up a sofa. Like, there's no way you'd be able to jet in that.
I don't know, mate.
And look at yourself in the mirror the next day.
No mirrors in my gaff, mate.
I don't.
No mirrors in my mind. Anyway, you can see, the BBC are making a documentary about it. Have made a documentary about it.
Journalism.
Called Can
this
Robots...
This one's pretty fucking realistic, though.
Which one?
The phone.
Harmony.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Harmony. Yeah.
That looks like an Instagram model or something. I'll have our model if it's going, Rich.
The Harmony model.
It.
Yeah, do you
have preferred gender pronouns, man?
Yeah, do you pronoun a sex robot? I don't know. Okay, so. Here we go. I'll just read you all of this. According to Real Doll, a company behind a range of startlingly lifelike sex robots, the futuristic lovers are actually saving the lives of the lonely men who go on to marry them. A spokesperson for the company said the most popular use for the robots
is jetting in them.
Is just purely as a sexual partner, but they did add, there are many reasons we have heard from our customers, ranging from the sexual aspect to a domestic partner to being a piece of art or just enjoyed simply for their beauty. And while we believe we provide a product that has many applications, we are sometimes astounded at the impact we can make on our customers' lives. We have had customers marry their dolls, say that we have saved their lives because they felt they had nothing to live for after the death of a spouse or the end of a relationship. Now, this is
very... I tell you something, mate. This wouldn't be curing my depression if I was jetting in a robot every night. It wouldn't be helping sadness.
Have you seen the new Blade Runner movie?
No.
Check it out.
Is there a robot in there?
Well, no, but like it's like a virtual partner, and it's like holographic, and you can give it like hard light.
That's even worse.
Yeah, she has to get a surrogate body in one of the scenes.
Oh, but she can go in with other people's bodies?
No, she's like a hologram over it. Oh. So you still have to have a real person willing to do it. But anyway, check it out. It's actually a way better movie than I thought it was going to be. Thought it'd be garbage because you don't fuck with the classics. It was pretty good. So a robotic psychologist, Rebecca Rousey, said, "We have to consider if robots will have their own sexual desires and what will motivate these desires."
Here we go, mate.
Can you imagine that, right?
Here we go. Imagine if you can't make a robot come, mate. That's what I'm saying. I am displeased.
You're inadequate with women, so you go out and you get a robotic woman. You start enjoying yourself and having sex with this robotic woman, and then the robotic woman starts going, "You're so selfish."
Why didn't you think of me? Why do you always have to turn the lights off?
Imagine it. Or even better, like the robot says, I'm just not in the mood tonight.
I got an headache.
Yeah, I got an headache. But wait. And now I'm
that's when I hit the kill switch, but the AI gets turned off as soon as shit like that starts happening. Because as soon as they start thinking like that, they're gonna start humans make me sad. The world would be better without humans, and then there we go, Sam wins the bet. That's how it happens.
So what, you would willingly bring about the fall of humanity to win a bet?
No, I wouldn't do it. But if I had a robot, bud, right, number one, I was saying this the other day to someone, if I had a robot, I wouldn't want it to look like a human, for a start. If I had like a butler robot, no, like a Jeeves, don't want him to look like a human. I want him to be designed to be a good fucking Jeeves, like I want him to have, ergonomically designed stuff.
Yeah. Now,
and I don't want him to be smarter than like 80 IQ. As soon as you get over 80 IQ, it's just problems.
Now this next bit, right, Sam? Like, do you know when they talk about, like, how life imitates art? Okay. Now, there's a futurologist called Dr. Ian Pearson. And he says, he's warning us against getting addicted to artificial intelligent lovemaking. And he says, women will be ditching men for robots when they want to get frisky in 10 years' time, and could even start falling in love with the machines. In fact, he reckons by 2050, robot sex will have eclipsed human lovemaking altogether. Now, this is interesting, because I remember I used to watch a show. I'm sure you heard of it. It's called Futurama.
Yeah.
It predicted this, mate.
Yeah.
Check it out. Play this. 3, 2, 1.
8 robots. Brought to you by...
Space
Pope.
Did that make any impression on you, Fry?
Fry?
Space Pope.
Brought to you by the Space Pope. So,
I just
can't believe any of this shit is fucking legit, though. Like, how do you even make a prediction like that? By 2050, we'll just be fucking... how do you... What's the extrapolation? Like, where's the data?
I don't see everyone doing it, but I could see, like, a group of sad, lonely males doing it. Because we have it now, kind of, don't they? Like, people are buying sex robots now, so it's only going to get more people to buy them.
And you can see here, somebody of your mindset to end the article out. Sexologist. I mean, this is the level of scientist you're in league with, Sam. You agree with someone whose working title is sexologist.
He's got a degree, mate.
What did you study?
Boom tang.
You're a fucking
mess. I got a master's degree in mufflers.
Right, so here you go. The sexologist Lev Sheglov.
Sheglov, man. Right, does sound like a sexologist to me.
Yeah, he's got the name, doesn't he? Sexologist Lev Sheglov has concerns about the future of the industry, saying cyborg sex poses a serious danger to humans. He said, sex with a robot is just a fake imitation and it can lead to psychopathic disorders and isolation. Sex with robots won't bring into a person's life the emotional effect that gives us true communion. It will end badly. So he's in the very much...
He's walk.
Yeah, he knows that. Sex robots, it's a disaster waiting to happen. Right, let's see what else we've got here. We did pick out some other fucking mad ones. Oh, yeah, I got him. While we're talking about sex... We'll definitely throw this one in. So it's obviously not appropriate for me to have ever seen it because, you know, it was definitely after my time as a child. But maybe you, Barney, how old were you when Barney?
I watched some fucking Barney,
but like, did you appropriately watch Barney or did you watch it as an adult when you were stoned?
I must have been like 4 or 5.
All right, okay.
Maybe 6. I don't know. It was all when I was a kid.
Yeah. So Barney... Everyone, yeah, there you go. 2004.
Yeah, there we go. That lines up.
Yeah, all right. So, I mean, that can't be true because I was in my 20s. Like, there's not like a 20 year difference between us, is
there? I was like 8 at the time, 22, but
all right. So, anyway, Barney, the guy who played Barney the dinosaur, obviously, he's not Barney anymore. And he's got a new job. Now, you might think, is he still in entertainment? Is he back inside another
Lazy Town or something?
Yeah, you know. No, he's not, Sam. He's unfortunately... Well, not unfortunately. It's just a bit of a departure. I just don't really see how his... original audience could sort of want to get on board with this. He's now a tantric sex guru.
He's a sexologist, mate. His name is Sheglov now. He's changed his name.
Yeah.
Barney Sheglov.
So he can give you a special tantric massage for $350.
Sorry, Barney.
Yeah, and
Listen to this.
Right? He only accepts female clients.
Of course.
And for $350, you get a ritual bath. It'll balance your chakras.
What's the chakra balancing? Oh, your chakras are all fucked up. Have you been holding in sneezes because you've blown your chakra out?
I'll balance your fucking chakra, mate. I'll balance your chakra, mate. Anyway, you balance your chakras and give you a massage. And also on the menu, cosmic, mind-blowing orgasm.
Of course it is.
So, yeah, Barney's just straight...
Get your chakras out.
Yeah, he's getting women to pay him to give him orgasms. That's how he's rolling these days.
$350, like...
Yeah, because, to be fair, he does unblock your chakras.
Yeah, but you could take that to any old, you know, chakra worker, and they'll balance your chakras out for a small 50.
Right, so just listen to this. I'll just read you this paragraph. Today, Joyner, that's his name, is tantric massage practice has 30 clients who he refers to as goddesses, and he unblocks the energy of 2 to 4 women a week.
Fuck it, he's living the dream, mate.
They're all paying him, mate, every time.
$1,400 a week, like.
It's a tad different than his work as a software analyst at Texas Instruments, a job he held for 6 years and landed shortly after graduating from the ITT Technical Institute. But Joyner says his current work in Tantra does share many similarities with the other job he held from 1991 to 2001, that of Barney, the beloved purple dinosaur on the hit PBS children's show Barney and Friends. Right? I'll read you this quote. See if you can find the similarity by being a purple dinosaur going 2 + 2 = 4, 2 + 2 = 4, and just helping a woman rub one out. I mean, I don't see it. Maybe you can help me out. He says, the energy I brought up while in the costume is based on the foundation of Tantra, which is love. Everything stems, grows, and evolves from love. Even when you have emotionally blocked energy, the best way to remove it is to remove it with love and then replace it with God's divine love. Love heals and allows you to continue to grow.
But God doesn't live in the clitoris, does he, mate? How is this getting him deeper than God?
So, basically, it turns out he was just fucking mental the whole time. There's the twist. There's the twist. I mean, I believe in love. I believe
in love for $350 a fucking session. Get me in.
This is just how he's rolling.
I'll show you Jesus for $350 a day.
So you can go and read the whole thing. It's a pretty long article. It's all about Tantra, tantric sex, and how he's basically getting 30 women, sorry, goddesses, to pay him $350 a pop to unblock their chakras, mate. Mad, isn't it? So, did Barney ever sing a song that had the words love in it?
I love you, you love me. I think he sang that one.
Did he really?
We're a happy family. I feel like that was his voice.
Let's have a look. There you go. I've got it. You're right. Fucking hell, you are right. Here you go. You can 3, 2, 1.
Stuck in my mind, mate, from a child.
Try and think about him.
We're going to be wrecked by copyright, so...
We're chopping this to bits, mate. It's going to be 5 minutes by the end when it makes it onto YouTube. But look, just try and imagine... Right. No, before you 3, 2, 1 it, I want everybody watching. Just try and imagine him as he is now, stood over a woman.
Flipping beans.
Yeah.
Flicking beans in his costume,
mate. Do it.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh, I flick beans.
For a fucking child.
I love you. You love me. If you pay me $350 knick-knack flick a bean.
Yeah, I'm tapping out. I'm tapping out. The kids are singing, I'm out.
It's not funny anymore. It's creepy.
Yeah, it just took on a... I can't do it. I'm out. So, yeah, that's what he's doing these days. That's what Barney's up to. Pretty crazy. And then I think we got time for one more. Yeah. And then we'll wrap up the podcast.
Another Barney song, mate.
Slice it in a bit. The end of the Barney song. Oh no, we've got two more. I got two more. Right. Let's. Which way around do I want to do them? Which one's the funniest? All right, go on. We'll do it this way around. I got it. All right. So, I saw you were in the news, Sam.
Here we go.
Here we go.
What is it?
You were. This is definitely a Sam level of crime.
Here we go.
Right. So.
See how offensive it. All right, yeah, okay.
No, you know, like, so. Listen, this is another old one. Can't do it.
Oh, fuck it. Who cares if it's old, mate? It's a show of laughing and stuff. It's news to people who are watching.
Nah. We got it. We'll have the Brexit on it again.
Why? Fuck the people, mate.
Yeah, you can't, because you get people spamming fake
but
news.
But nobody knows what this is. Nobody knows
do.
It. They say, oh, I saw this ages ago. I've already covered this.
Sorry. What I can do is, I can just do I've saved a funny one for the end as well. I've got us covered. We really need to start vetting the people who send us the links. So. So you go.
I just read the headline, mate. If it's funny, it goes in.
Right. So, how much do you hate dabbing, Sam?
It's pretty tilt-worthy, like.
Yeah, because when I was at the major, right, like, there was a wicked guy who fucking stood up, and he had a T-shirt, and it just said, stop dabbing.
Good.
Yeah, and he got
then
a big
wrap up.
Yeah, yeah, imagine that.
One away!
Sniper, please. He did a dab. No, he didn't. He stood up. He had a T-shirt on saying, not dabbing. But obviously, you know what it's like. Whenever you see anything like that, people are dabbing. And I played you that fucking god-awful Nickelodeon thing for in India for kids, right, about dabbing.
No, I don't think so.
I must have, mate. It's so bad. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Right, let me find it for you. Is this it? There you go. They wanted to do, right, so in India, to promote...
dabbing.
No, to promote teachers interacting with students and learning about student culture.
Dab on that education.
On Nick India, they did this promotional thing called dab. It's the most horrifying cringe word you think of. I mean, seriously, prepare yourself. Because this is bad.
The first frame is a beauty.
I know,
mate.
This is really bad, mate. This really is old, but at least there's a context with this one because you've never seen this. So for some reason, anyway, people are trying to promote dabbing or something. It hasn't been cool in about 10 years. Like, it's been around for so long. I don't understand why dabbing has had a resurgence in the last couple of years. But just watch this anyway. It's really bad, right? So just 3, 2, 1, this.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Let the kids teach you how to be cool. Let's Nickelodeon style with our guru cools.
And dab. And dab.
Now, if you watch that a few times, you'd really hate dabbing. Like, you really would. You would absolutely hate dabbing. Right? And I do hate dabbing. They made me dab once on an episode of E-League, and you can see it's the saddest dab of all time. I don't know if you've ever seen the picture of it. I want to see if that's a thing. Please tell me that doesn't come up. Richard Lewis dab. No, thankfully there's nothing.
There's
tagged.
An emote over in our Discord though. So.
Yeah, there is an emote, but yeah, it was the saddest, slowest dab.
Discord.
good job, Sam. It was the slowest, saddest dab of all time because I don't like dabbing, but I had to do it for the kids, and I've regretted it ever since. I actually have people messaging me saying, "I'm unsubbing from your YouTube channel, dabbing." Like, that was the last straw. But anyway, as much as I dislike dabbing, I got to say, I think this is a little bit extreme. So let me take you to a little place we call Saudi Arabia.
Nice.
Known for their reasonable laws when people are just trying to enjoy their lives. And there was a footballer, because obviously they've got a big, you know, soccer league out there, and there was a footballer who did a celebration by dabbing, and dabbing is forbidden in Saudi Arabia.
Like everything is.
Now, why do you think dabbing would be banned in Saudi Arabia? You'll never.
Tell me.
The authorities say it's linked to drug use.
What do you mean? What's he doing? Lines off his elbow.
Like that.
Doing bumps off his fucking little... what's that spot in your arm called? The back of your elbow? No, the little back? Nub end.
This.
No, the nub... No. Your elbow. The nub end on
that
your elbow.
That is your elbow. That is your elbow.
I'm sure that's another name for that. Someone in the chat will know it.
It's your elbow. But...
Weenus. That's your weenus. It's called a weenus.
There's not a weenus.
Look in the chat, no, weenus.
Mate, they're baiting you.
No, it's true, weenus.
What the fuck is a weenus?
The little nubbin', right, of your elbow, to where all the skin, the thick skin is. It's called a weenus, mate.
How have I gone my entire life not knowing that there is something on my arm called a weenus?
Oh, well, it's not medically called a weenus. It's like a gooch, it's just a nickname.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The loose skin covering the outside of the elbow joint. You have a looser weenus than I do. You could use some moisturizer for your face, hands, knees, and weenus.
Come on. Mate.
Mate, people are having their fucking eyes out.
Getting your weenus out.
Yeah, they just made up a word. It's not even a thing. You can't just call it a weenus.
Well, it's known as a weenus now, mate. Excellent. Seems like they did it.
Right. Well, let's close out this fucking show by talking about this footballer. So anyway, the clip went out, and when the clip came out, the commentator is going, "Oh no, 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 no!" Like going absolutely berserk, like you shouldn't do that. Like don't dab it. Like this is mad. Taboo, insane thing to do. And there's a good chance that he's going to be arrested and face legal action. Because the same thing happened to a singer last year when a singer came out and dabbed on stage. And I promise this isn't a wind-up. I've seen things like this on 4chan. But the Saudi Arabian authorities have been saying, like, you shouldn't be dabbing. It's dangerous. It encourages drug use. It's got links to cultures that are into drug use. I swear this isn't made up. This is obviously on the BBC. They would never lie, would they? But you can see here, this was a warning that was put out. It looks exactly like the 4chan fake. You know, the hoax they put out. But just look at that, mate.
It's fucking mental, though.
So, there's another thing you should have known before you went
out to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Sorry, my bad.
Went to United Arab Emirates.
So, there you go. You know, obviously, no dabbing. Sure, stop dabbing. Sure. Don't go to jail for dabbing, please. It's definitely, no one's doing drugs while they're dabbing. I want to assure you, on behalf of all the dabbers. You know, but there you go. And you can see people were even replying, saying the anti-narcotics body is fighting dabbing. So why would you do it as a professional footballer? So that footballer probably is going to get absolutely fucked.
Reasonable.
Yeah, good to know.
Oh, there you do a dance move.
Mad. Yeah, to be fair, it is a dance move associated with drugs.
Stones.
Do you remember when Robbie Fowler did snorted the fucking line? Snorted the Dutch line. Yeah. You know, imagine what would have happened there. So, yeah, I think that's it. I had a few others, but probably it's nothing we can really milk for comedy. There was, you know, Elon Musk with his fucking flamethrower.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty funny. Guy getting arrested for fighting people to get barbecue sauce.
It's run off, was it like Nutella?
No.
£20.
He just wanted some real bad. And yeah, went to jail, funnily enough. But all front of the show, as I said, we are going to stream regularly. We'll be back tomorrow unless I start drinking, which I said I'm off the booze while I do the fitness kick and try and lose some weight. We'll see how long that lasts. So there you go. I think we can wrap up the show now. So obviously, thanks to everybody who subbed and donated and all the people who tuned in and everything else. And yeah, I think we'll be back tomorrow. Similar time. Appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll definitely do... I think me and Sam will just do one where we talk about some esports stuff that's going on at some point, because there's a lot of esports news that I might not have time to cover. And we're going to try and bring By the Numbers forward as well. And do it a little bit earlier in the week, so next week, maybe a Monday, if we can get there, or maybe on the weekend, depending what Thorin's schedule's like and how triggered he is. But yeah, it'd be good to do one earlier because there's so much stuff. And 100 Thieves obviously happened.
Yep.
Just like we predicted. So I might be back later to play some games, continue with RimWorld. So I might see some of you then. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. If it's your first time tuning in, definitely come back. And yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, similar time on The Richard Lewis Show. Peace out.